Miss Angela, my friend and ex-lover for life. We have bonded, baby. You know I love you. Angela, I wish I could recapture the American nigger female stereotype under a brighter light, but dang, I've been proven wrong many times upon times again. It never fails, so would someone surprise me, please? From high school sweethearts to future broken hearts, she was my everything, I would say, no. I the singer, her the sophomore. I remember those spandex track pants and sports bras you used to wear for the track team. Damn, the perfect Coke bottle. With an ass so fat and perfectly rounded, the moon itself would get jealous. Happy as we were, only fairy tales and dreams will reflect the same images in a mirror. I mean, if that makes sense, you know. She was my everything,
Angela.
She was the black Cinderella of the hood, you know. The Wheezy made for George and that big old high rise in the sky on the east side, eating her pie every day on her mother's couch. I miss that shit,
Angela.
Women are strangely surprised. Oh,
Angela.
Couldn't wait 2 months for a nigga. Just two little itty bitty months in the cell before shawty had a craving for some dirt dick. See, dirt dick is what I call skank, bummy, dusty, dirty, goof-ass niggas who have no aspirations in life. No goals, no vision or insight, no intelligence. Just a lame nigga. Do you not know what that will lead you? So the projects have become her home, see. Cocaine have become her addiction. Badly dressed with two children she can barely take care of.
Angela,
I feel for my lady, my friend. So as time passes, flesh becomes older, but not all eyes become wiser. I go to see her,
Angela.
I still love her.
Wow.
Two more children?
What?
Different moms? Shame, shame, shame. Struggling with four children, no father or diploma.
Angela.
I wonder if she is okay. Like maybe her hair is as fresh as Mary J. Blige, with her makeup as flawless as Beyonce, and dressed fashionably as perfect as Jill Scott. I wonder about you all the time.